for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of four best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you with your vision problem. So if you do have a vision problem or a health problem, you are tuned in to the right station. And right now I'm broadcasting from San Francisco. We had a very exciting three-day workshop. We had about 70 people here, and one of the focuses on this workshop was educating people about the gut. And this may come to a surprise to a lot of you, but the gut has a lot to do with our brain and our vision. More and more doctors and researchers are discovering that abnormalities in the gut are affecting our brain and are a contributing factor to a lot of our health woes. So we have to focus on the gut. And I'm really excited this evening. We have a special guest, Carolyn Dean, who's phoned in from Hawaii, and she's a very prolific writer. She's written a couple hundred books, Kindle books, and her area of expertise is the microbiome and the gut. So, Carolyn, great to have you on Healthy Vision.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to be here and to be able to speak with your varied audience. I appreciate the invitation.
And so let's begin by, how did you get interested in the gut? And maybe you can also address, you know, why is the gut so important? And, you know, why are we having so much problems with our health, and how it, does it tie into the gut?
Well, yes, it's a good question, because I guess it would have to be just from childhood, where I had an irritated gut, and I know my, you know, my father did, and my sisters did, and come to find out after my medical school training and when I was in naturopathic school training, I realized that it was probably due to combination of wheat or gluten allergy and yeast overgrowth. And my opinion on what affects the gut has really not changed from back then. I know a lot of people are really busy trying to elucidate the genetics of the microbiome, and they just keep focusing on the bacteria. And I keep telling everybody who will listen that it's not just the bacteria in the gut that are out of balance, but that imbalance causes the yeast in our intestines to just go crazy. And nobody's looking at yeast. The two big gut books that I read recently, they barely mention yeast. It's just in passing. But in my opinion, and we'll get into this in depth, the yeast that is created in our gut because we're taking so many antibiotics and eating so much sweet foods and feeding the yeast, that takes precedence over anything that the bacteria are doing.
Well, you make the comment that, you know, our gut health begins at birth, and, you know, my research has led me to believe that, you know, a vaginal delivery is necessary. There's so many C-sections. If you have a C-section, you're off to a bad start. If you don't breastfeed, you're off to a bad start. And, of course, every child in the U.S. is just, oh, my goodness, repeated dosages of antibiotics in immunizations. So all that is destroying our gut. And I read an article, and I don't know if you agree with me, but no one in the U.S. has a healthy gut. Do you agree?
Yes. That's quite an extreme statement, but when I think of it for 1 second, I would have to agree. And when you say that vaginal delivery can help us with a healthy gut, that's even suspect now, because I have cases of children born vaginally but to a mother who had vaginal yeast infections, and all they did was get yeast in their gut. You know, they swallow the yeast in the birth canal instead of the good bacteria, and they also have ear infections. I had this one young infant patient at 8 months of age. He'd already been on a half a dozen antibiotics for ear infections, and it turned out they were yeast infections in his ear canals. So he kept getting antibiotics, which just made his gut intestinal flora go out of balance. You know, the antibiotics will kill good and bad bacteria, but they won't touch yeast. And then the normal yeast in our gut just overgrows. So I think everybody has the potential for a leaky gut imbalance. But as I said before, it's not just the bacteria out of balance, but the yeast that are considerably overgrown. And then what's happening with the yeast that medicine is not studying, you have to read the doctors who are talking about mold and fungus to find out about yeast, but Candida albicans yeast produces up to 178 different toxins, and it's those toxins that get absorbed through the gut. The yeast itself in the intestines, I'm saying my theory is that it's the yeast that changes from the soft little bud stage to a thread-like mycelium stage that pokes holes in the intestines to cause the leaky gut. And then through those holes, undigested food molecules are absorbed, yeast toxins are absorbed. I'm not saying that yeast itself is absorbed. We're not talking about a yeast infection in the blood, but we're talking about all the yeast toxins and undigested food molecules. And the bloodstream, the immune system looks at all that as foreign materials, creates antibodies against them, and tries to get rid of them.
Well, what I want to emphasize is that if you have a leaky gut, for some reason you also have a leaky brain, and I believe that you're going to have a leaky eye. So one of the things that I'm really concerned is when I see somebody with wet macular degeneration, which is a leakage of fluid and blood in the eye, and it's devastating to the vision. Many of these people have a disturbance in their gut, and you know, we really have to address that. And of course, Dr. Perlmutter recently came out with a book called The Brain Maker, where he feels very strongly that there's such a strong relationship with the gut and the brain and our vision that this should be kind of like number one health priority. You know, we gotta look at the gut. But I want you to clarify for me, because you know, this is the first time. I mean, I see a lot of people with yeast infections, but I don't really understand. And maybe you could explain to me. You have this disturbance in the gut, imbalance bacteria, if you will, and the yeast takes over. Is that the situation?
Correct. The yeast are usually kept in check by the acid-forming bacteria, Acidophilus and Bifidus. And if those bacteria are low in numbers, then the yeast are no longer kept in check. And especially if you're feeding them with lots of sugar and carbohydrates, then the yeast will overgrow. And at a certain mass of these budding yeast, they'll look for new homes. They'll grow up from the large intestine into the small intestine. And yeast have been around since forever. But it was mainly when we started using antibiotics.
Carolyn, we're coming up to a break. Folks, you're listening to Carolyn Dean. She's calling us from Hawaii, and we're talking about a really important subject. And this subject is yeast infection in the gut. And we all have disturbances. We all have yeast in the gut, and it's contributing to our eye problems and neurological problems. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking in more detail about yeast, what you can do about it, and we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb, find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract, and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
HealingTheEye.com is ranked the number one eye blog in the U.S. Newsmax has published a list of the top 100 medical blogs, and HealingTheEye.com ranked the number one eye blog. For those of you who are not familiar with a blog, it is the discussion or informational site published on the World Wide Web and consists of discrete entries typically displayed in reverse chronological order. Learn all the latest treatments of eye disease at HealingTheEye.com. In order to celebrate our accomplishment, everyone who posts in a comment or asks a question on this blog will receive a free copy of the best-selling book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go to HealingTheEye.com. That's HealingTheEye.com. And post your question or comment and receive a copy of The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Go now to HealingTheEye.com. That is HealingTheEye.com. HealingTheEye.com.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. And with me is Dr. Carolyn Dean. And who is this Dr. Carolyn Dean? I think Thomas Edison that sums it up when he states that the doctor of the future will give no medicine but be interested in the patient's health and in prevention. And Dr. Carolyn Dean is a medical doctor, naturopathic doctor, well-published author, and has been featured on national media outlets, and her interest is in getting us healthy. So, Dr. Dean, let's talk a little bit more about why yeast is a big problem. What is it doing to our health?
Yes, as before the break, as I was saying, with all these toxins floating about, creating antigen-antibody reactions, it distracts the immune system from doing its other chores. So we find with yeast overgrowth that people are suffering head-to-toe symptoms. And again, it's a difficult situation for doctors to even recognize, because certainly in medical school, I did not learn anything about yeast overgrowth. It wasn't until naturopathic training where I really understood what was going on. And if you go online, you can find Dr. William Crook's yeast questionnaire. Actually, one of the websites, a nonprofit website that I'm a medical advisor on, is called yeastconnection.com. And on there is an extensive yeast questionnaire and score sheet. And the questions are, have you taken wide-spectrum antibiotics in the past? Have you been bothered by prostatitis, vaginitis? Do you have problems with memory and concentration? Do you feel sick all over? Have you been pregnant? Have you taken birth control pills? Have you taken steroids? Does exposure to perfume, insecticides, and fabric odors affect you? Does tobacco smoke bother you? Are your symptoms worse in damp, moldy places? Have you had athlete's foot? Do you crave sugar? I mean, all those questions. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people listening are saying, oh, my gosh, you know.
Yes.
So that's your setup. That's your the underlying reasons why you may have developed yeast, or you may be suffering from yeast. And then we go into dozens more questions, even depression or anxiety, numbness, burning or tingling, and headaches, and joint swellings, abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea. So it's well worth it to go through this questionnaire, you know, not to scare you, but just to, you know, put some sort of diagnosis on what you may be feeling. And then, of course,
Can you give us that website address again so people can jot it down?
Yeastconnection.com. And it's after the book by Dr. William Crook called The Yeast Connection. Before Dr. Crook died, I did a book with him called The Yeast Connection in Women's Health, because I had developed such an interest in the yeast overgrowth. So yeastconnection.com, and then you click around and look for the yeast questionnaire. And, of course, you're going to ask me, well, what do you do once you know you may have all these symptoms and you may have yeast overgrowth? And I think this is where we find out that doctors don't want to get involved with yeast overgrowth. First of all, we did not learn about it in medical school. It was not taught, even though the first patients who were given the antibiotic penicillin when it was developed, oh gosh, was it in the 40s or the 50s, they immediately started developing yeast overgrowth symptoms. They had gut problems, they had itchiness, vaginitis or prostatitis. So we know antibiotics cause yeast, but somehow it got taken out of the medical books. And as some doctors complained, it just became a fad where people, like Dr. Crook, you know, a well-known pediatrician, helped thousands and thousands of people. He wrote the book because he could not get the medical establishment interested in learning about this problem. And it's possibly it's because it requires a diet. It requires probiotics. It requires antifungal foods like garlic and natural antifungals like coconut oil and caprylic acid or oregano oil. And I stay away from antifungal drugs because the best known antifungal drug is actually a fluoride drug. Diflucan has fluoride molecules in it. And what fluoride does is it binds up magnesium in the body. And one of my major books, my best-selling book, is The Magnesium Miracle. And magnesium is absolutely essential to help detoxify yeast toxins.
Let's talk a little bit more about that because, I know from my studies and medical training that magnesium is essential and most of us are deficient in magnesium. But I really am not aware of this connection with yeast. So let's explain that to me.
I know when I found the connection, I was so amazed. Yeast produces alcohols and acetaldehyde. And acetaldehyde is called the hangover chemical. And when you drink, you produce acetaldehyde. You get hungover. When you have yeast overgrowth, it's like you have a still in your gut producing alcohol and its breakdown product, acetaldehyde. Well, in order to break down acetaldehyde with certain enzymes, you require magnesium to make those enzymes work. So if you're deficient in magnesium, your yeast overgrowth symptoms are even worse. Magnesium is necessary for the activation and function of 700 to 800 different metabolic enzyme systems in the body. It catalyzes most of the chemical reactions in the body. It synthesizes protein. It stabilizes RNA and DNA. It transmits nerve signals. It relaxes muscles, whereas calcium contracts muscles. And it produces and transports energy. That's our ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And, what I make the quip at the end of my discussion about what magnesium does and just say most doctors think it's just a laxative. And they have no idea that in order to get out of bed in the morning, you need the magnesium to make your ATP in the Krebs cycle that makes those ATP energy molecules. Six out of eight of the steps require magnesium. So instead of going for all the esoteric energy supplements or instead of drinking more and more coffee or taking Red Bull, you just need to take your magnesium.
So do you think that the majority of people are magnesium deficient in the United
Absolutely.
States?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's about an 80% deficiency, I'd say, because most of the population isn't even getting the RDA of magnesium. And 100 years
now,
ago...
Is that because of our diet, or is that because of toxins
exactly.
that are...
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go. 100 years ago, we could get 500 milligrams of magnesium in our diet. Now we're lucky to get 200, and it's not in the soil. It's been farmed out of the soil, so it's not in your food.
Well, this is an interesting connection. Folks, you're listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean. She's calling us from Maui, Hawaii, which is, such a beautiful location. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about yeast. And now we are finding out about the magnesium connection. And this is something new to me. I knew that magnesium was an important mineral in the body, but I just was not aware that magnesium would contribute to a over-proliferation of yeast. And in case you're wondering why we're talking about the gut, well, there's definitely a connection with the gut and the brain and the eye. For those of you that are listening, if you have eye problems, you have memory problems, there is a connection with the gut, and we have to restore our gut. And especially those of you who are listening that may have wet macular degeneration, because when you have problems with your gut, it's affecting your eye. Leaky gut, leaky brain, and leaky eye. So we're going to be right back and hear more from Dr. Carolyn Dean.
President Obama is preparing to address the nation this evening about terrorism following last week's massacre in San Bernardino, California. Correspondent Jim Acosta.
The president will go into tonight how this threat of ISIS has evolved and also the threat that is posed by self-radicalized jihadists here in the United States, how this threat has evolved over time, and what the president's strategy entails for dealing with all of this.
The father of one of the San Bernardino shooters has told an Italian newspaper that his son became radicalized as an adult. Correspondent Young Law.
The father is telling reporters that he was a good kid, a quiet kid when he was growing up, that as an adult, increasingly more conservative and religious, and in the end, sharing an ideology with ISIS.
The Justice Department is expected to announce this week a civil rights investigation of the Chicago Police Department, similar to probes of law enforcement in Baltimore and Ferguson, Missouri. The Chicago Police Force has been under intense scrutiny since the release of a video showing a white officer suing a black teenager. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Center, for tonight we'll have a partly cloudy sky, the low by dawn 44, plenty of sunshine Monday, high 76. Tuesday, sunny, high 74. Sunny Wednesday, high 76. Sunny Thursday, high 74. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 76 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
Healthy Habit Health Foods offers you the finest quality fresh, natural, organic, and whole foods, supplements, body care products, and health information in a fun, comfortable, and clean environment. Located in Phoenix on 7th Street, just north of Bethany Home. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. Or visit your doorway to total health 24 hours a day at HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com. HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448 INCOME now.
Call Dr. Condrip for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and this is your host, Dr. Edward Condra. With me is Dr. Carolyn Dean, calling in from Hawaii. And if you're interested, Dr. Dean's website is Dr. Carolyn Dean, D-R-C-A-R-O-L-Y-N-D-E-N dot www.thehealthyhabit.com. And she has a lot of great information on her website. And let's continue about this magnesium connection. And I'm just curious, how did you discover this magnesium connection? And, you know, with, you have a lot of products on your website. Maybe you can give us some advice on, you know, how we can get our gut cleaned up and how we can reduce yeast and get ourselves feeling good, and healthy, and strong.
Well, the magnesium connection came about when I was working in New York in the 90s and early 2000s. I was doing AIDS research and chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia research. And, you know, what we found that everybody had yeast overgrowth and people had mineral deficiencies. And Random House asked me to write a book on magnesium. And I didn't think there was enough information for a whole 300-page book. But as soon as
magnesium is kind of boring, you know. Wants to read about magnesium.
Oh, but you haven't read my book then, The Magnesium Miracle, yeah. Because it is so exciting. The first thing I realized is my heart palpitations and chronic Charlie horse leg cramps I get at night were a direct result of magnesium deficiency. And then I turned out to be one of these folks with an irritated, kind of leaky gut, irritable bowel syndrome. So I wrote a book, IBS for Dummies. And what happens to me is when I take any sort of magnesium pill or powder, I get the laxative effect. So I spent the past 10 years trying to get a mineral company to make a non-laxative magnesium, and finally I had to throw in the towel and do it myself. They just said it was too expensive. And
now, maybe explain it. Why does magnesium give a laxative effect?
It's the evolutionary development where it's a mechanism like a fail-safe. Because humans grew up around oceans, oceans have three times the magnesium as they do calcium. And these are like cousins, you know, kissing cousin minerals. And in order to hold on to calcium, we developed vitamin D to be able to grab calcium. And with the magnesium, because we were getting much more of it from seaweed and fish, etc., we developed a fail-safe. If you take too much, you get the laxative effect. So come to present time, modern times, what we've done is reversed the whole thing. We're giving people magnesium in the form of magnesium oxide, which is only 4% absorbed and is just a laxative. And with calcium, we're giving people, you know, 1,500, 2,000 milligrams of calcium. That's only 4% absorbed, but because the body wants to hold on to it, it causes tissue buildup where people develop heart disease, breast tissue calcifications, heel spurs, gallstones, fibromyalgia buildup from too much calcium. So, like I said, I had to find a non-laxative magnesium, so I made one called REMAG. It's 100% absorbed at the cellular level, and it does not cause a laxative effect. And what does it, the proprietary process is to stabilize the ion of magnesium so that it's absorbed directly. And as we were saying in the break, I believe that cells get leaky, the gut gets leaky, the brain, the eyes get leaky, because you don't have the proper amount of minerals inside the cells. When you take some sea salt in your water, you take your magnesium, and I also have a multiple mineral. When you get those minerals into your cells, the cell pulls water in after the minerals. It's just plain osmosis. Water and minerals inside the cells hydrate the cells, make them work properly, and you don't have leakiness. You no longer have edema when you've got your minerals in your cells. You don't get up at night to urinate, and you don't develop these leaky cell conditions that are chronic in our society.
Now, routinely in my practice, I test every patient for minerals. We have a taste test. We use a magnesium taste test. We also taste for, we have them check for selenium, et cetera. And I believe that we use magnesium sulfate. We, you know, put some magnesium sulfate solution and they record their taste. But I find, and I agree with you, a high percentage of patients are deficient in magnesium. Now, do you think that magnesium sulfate is a good supplement or magnesium citrate, you know, the chelated? Because I agree with you, I hate the oxide form. Mm-hmm. You know, I avoid all the oxide forms, but what is wrong with the magnesium sulfate or citrate as a supplement?
Well, the sulfate, I know that mostly is Epsom salts, and I recommend that all the time if people want to start out their magnesium experiment. Just give yourself 2 cups in a nice hot to warm bath, and you'll see the properties of it being able to relax you and take away muscle aches and pains immediately. I don't often see the magnesium sulfate in pill or powder form. The citrate, a lot of people, there are citrate powders. You mix them in water. The way to take a citrate without getting too much of the laxative effect is to put it in water and sip that through the day. But I guess I've attracted customers and patients who just, like myself, just can't take the common forms of magnesium without getting the laxative effect. And I've had patients who've been forced to take IV magnesium 2 or 3 times a week, and they have a port in their arm or in their neck that gets infected, and that they get blood clots from it, and they switch to my REMAG liquid magnesium chloride with the stabilized elemental magnesium. They can switch off their IV magnesium and double their blood levels of magnesium and feel like human beings again.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things that I do. I do a Mars cocktail.
With
magnesium sulfate in the Mars cocktail.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, because I'm really curious about, let's say somebody has a yeast infection, and probably a lot of listeners do, or they're suspicious. What dosage do you recommend? And, you know, how can they get a hold of your product? Would you have a treatment protocol that people can get started?
Well, for yeast, yes, people would just go to my product website is RNA. reset.com, and under blog slash radio there I have a radio show on Mondays, and you can type in yeast overgrowth or yeast or candida into the archive and find out my treatment protocol. I don't have products specifically for yeast yet. I am actually working on it because it's so important. But what I recommend to people, and you can find a lot of this information at yeastconnection.com, is a yeast-free diet, then probiotics. Pardon me?
Oh, no, that was the warning for 2 minutes. I warned you about that.
Yes, you did. And there's just so, I think someone's mowing their lawn down yonder. So there's a yeast-free diet, there's probiotics, but I don't just recommend Acidophilus and Bifidus. I'm recommending soil-based probiotics. I think they're much more effective, and they're much more able to handle the leaky gut. And then, like I said, lots of garlic, natural antifungals, like caprylic acid or oregano oil, and you can find that information, as I said, under my archives on rnareset.com. In terms of the REMAG and my REMITE multiple mineral, actually, I have free ebooks on the
coming up to a break right now, and when we come back, I want you to go into more detail about what people need to do. So I just wanted to mention a product that I've had some good success with is called Restore. company called Store for Light. It's made from a ligneous material from the earth to help replenish the gut. So maybe, I don't know if you're familiar with that. We can maybe talk about that when we come back. There's no one here listening to Healthy Vision, and I got a very exciting guest, and we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract, and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
Are you taking vitamins for eye problems and hoping to stop progression of vision loss? Pay attention to this breaking news. According to a recent study, 13% of the population with macular degeneration actually doubled their risk of progression when taking certain vitamins. Yes, 13% did worse taking vitamins. And in fact, they double their progression of the disease. Find out if you are taking the right vitamins and if you are at risk. Learn important steps to take to make sure you are taking the right vitamins. Dr. Kondrat is offering a free report called Vitamins May Backfire. This report is absolutely free with no obligation. Call now 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. That's 800-430-9328. To find out if your vitamins are causing you to lose vision, call 800-430-9328 for your free report. Vitamins May Backfire. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that 1 out of 5 people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. Dr. Kondrat with Dr. Dean, and we're finishing up the last segment on yeast infection, the gut, and what you can do. And, you know, while we were on break, Carolyn, I gave a workshop this weekend, and a woman came up to me and said, you know, I have a problem. I crave sugar. What can I do to get rid of the sugar? And I just thought of that. I should have, the light bulb should have went out and said, she probably has a yeast infection, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, yeast are like the Borg in Star Trek, where they require carbohydrates to feed them. And usually what we find is a week to 10 days into a yeast-free, sugar-free diet, you just don't crave anymore because you've starved off a certain number of yeast and they're just not craving anymore. So that's the first step. And you know, we know in mineral history that chromium is very important for stemming your cravings. I work with chromium in my multiple mineral. It's very important for blood sugar balance. So, yeah, yeast overgrowth, we were talking about treatment and the yeast-free diet. You can just Google around for that or, like I said, go to my radio show archives and the antifungal foods you can look up. But what you have to be aware of when you're starving yeast or killing it with antifungal, natural antifungals, you can have a die-off process. And a lot of people who go on weight loss diets or avoid the sugar, gluten, and dairy, which is what a yeast-free diet is, they feel worse. And they won't put up with feeling worse. So what you have to do is go a little more slowly, maybe, you know, add some detox elements to your regimen. You know, I actually recommend people do one of my other products. It's called Realign. It builds up your glutathione from the amino acid methionine, and it has the methylated B vitamins to help liver detoxification. So to be aware that you'll have some yeast die-off symptoms is important.
And these die-off symptoms will cause aggravation, or they'll cause problems you should be aware of?
Right. Whatever you know your yeast symptoms are, then some people it will be dizziness or headache or nausea or more bowel upset, constipation and or diarrhea, joint pains. You know, people will just can feel like a truck ran over them. And it's very disconcerting because especially with people who try to lose weight, they fall off the wagon immediately because they feel so bad. And that's what stops a lot of weight loss diets. But a good yeast-free diet will allow you to lose weight. But as I said, just go into the diet slowly and be aware that the first week or 10 days might be a bit difficult for you.
Now, I would think that if you're on a yeast-free diet and you're cutting out the sugars, that the magnesium should help, you know, with the aches and pains.
Absolutely. Yes. Excellent point, because the magnesium is going to help all your liver detoxification pathways and take out that acetaldehyde and help break down that alcohol. And, with the magnesium as well, it's going to relax your muscles. You lose all that tension and irritability, and it'll help you sleep. And, you know, once you're a bit relaxed and you're sleeping well, you can handle things better. You know, you can dig in and use your willpower. But, yeah, magnesium is an incredible mineral, and people can go to my RNA Reset website, and under the info link, there are two free ebooks, one about my magnesium and one about my multiple minerals. And it's incredible what I've learned by my own problems. You know, my most recent book actually is on atrial fibrillation. I won an award out of the UK, Heart Rhythm Association gave me an award for my clinical work on heart rhythm by my recommendations for magnesium. So people who have these so-called life-threatening arrhythmias and are on a half a dozen medications for life, they follow the instructions of drinking more water, putting sea salt in the water, taking their magnesium and their multiple mineral, and all of a sudden their arrhythmia clears up and they're able to wean off their medication.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the mineral replacement is essential. And can you comment more about the sea salt?
Sea salt, Himalayan salt, Celtic salt, there has to be some color to it. If you're getting a sea salt that's just pure white, then there's not, I don't know that there are a lot of good minerals in it. The sea salt, I tell people to put a quarter of a teaspoon into a quart of drinking water. You can start slowly with just a pinch, but people tell me all the time that they can't drink plain water anymore. Their body just craves the minerals in the sea salt.
Now, I wonder, we're coming up to the end of the show, but could you comment on some herbal products that may be helpful in terms of antifungal and reducing the yeast infection?
Yes, that's a good point. Paudarco, P-A-U, D apostrophe A-R-C-O, it's a Brazilian tree bark that has antifungal properties. You can make a tea out of that. Oregano, we know, is a good antifungal. It's also an antibacterial. It's very strong, though. You only want to take a couple of drops of an oregano product. Tea tree oil is antifungal. I actually get people to put tea tree oil, a drop of it, in a neti pot to get rid of their chronic sinus infections. Because when you have sinus infections, you take a lot of antibiotics, and that causes yeast. The caprylic acid made from coconut oil is one of the main antifungal herbs that I use. Or coconut oil is not a herb, but it's in the natural variety. I think those are the main ones that I work with. I know there are a lot more, but I do have a concern about herbs when they're not organic and when they're imported. You have to make sure you're not just buying twigs and stems instead of the real part of the herb plant that you want.
So, my understanding is this is like a constant battle. It's not that easy to get rid of the yeast, and it's almost like you have to have a lifestyle change.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there, because people will say to me, when I tell them, well, I think you have yeast overgrowth, they'll say, oh, no, well, 10 years ago I treated yeast, so I'm okay. But see, what people are doing actually is they're partially treating their yeast. They know that sugar upsets them, so they don't eat it. They know alcohol makes them worse, so they don't drink it. So they're limiting themselves and partially treating their yeast. But, what they really need to do is periodically go on a yeast cleanse, every few months or after that vacation or after the holidays, go on a yeast cleanse and periodically beat that yeast back.
Well, we're coming to a close on Healthy Vision, and Dr. Dean, I want to thank you so much. It was really enjoyable to have you on the show. It was extremely enlightening, and I hope the listeners have learned something, that yeast is a major problem. You got to take the right steps, and your website again is drcarolyndean.com. So thank you so much for being on the show. And is there a contact number that people can call, or they just go to your website?
Just go to my website, and I handle calls through my customer service now. I'm just so busy, but I want to thank you for inviting me. It's been great to get this information out there.
And oh, no, you've been a big help. It's been a big help. And, folks that are listening, you've got to take care of your gut. You have an eye problem, a vision problem, especially wet macular degeneration. I think the key may be the gut. And thanks again, Dr. Dean, for helping us understand the gut and yeast problem.
Aloha, Dr. Kornrod.
And this is your host, Dr. Edward Kornrod, wishing all of you good health and clear vision.
Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Time, it's 6 o'clock.